Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Hold this up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed the blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us all on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So we kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin's topic for today, and I know that it is going to be a great message, is stay calm and confident. Give God time to work, coming from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome introduction. Certainly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. Certainly we are delighted to bring a word from the Lord to you today from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 8, where the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, years ago, there was a commercial that featured a fundraising opportunity for the Negro College Fund, and the vast resounding words of the spokesperson is that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I like to amplify that and say a Christian mind is a terrible thing to waste. Once your mind has left you or have become confused and bewildered, there's not much left to an individual when it comes to productivity or success or progress in their life outside of trusting God to come through on your behalf. You know, the Apostle Paul, like most preachers, were very protective of his efforts in the church, and in this case, his church in Philippi. And so he encouraged them to be happy and to rejoice. Did you not know that stress, anxiousness, anxiety, and worry are mighty components of your personal faith and also the faith of the church? Paul, in this four verses of passage of scripture, he challenged them to fulfill his joy. He says, fill his cup of happiness, make his joy complete. Solomon asked for wisdom, but Paul sought after joy. The word joy occurs some 210 times in the Bible. The word joyful, 35 times. And the word rejoice, get this, 268 times. See, joy means the feeling of great pleasure, happiness that comes from success or good fortune. When Israel was set free, according to Psalms 26, they were glad and full of joy. Furthermore, joy is a sense of well-being. Psychologists have said that the lack of joy in a person's life is one of the leading causes of depression and numerous social maladaptions. But to a greater awareness, joy is that corridor between God and the Christian. It's that element that fortifies the Christian mind. So when we talk about remain or stay calm and confident and give God time to work, this is a serious concern because a person is always overwhelmed with anxiety and anxiousness, and they begin to doubt first themselves and then God. There's not much left to that person's success because they've lost all the faculties that brings about success Yes, I know that things happen in our life beyond control. You just bought your house, you made your first mortgage payment, and now your company decides to relocate to Houston, that you're living here in South Florida, and you have an option to retain your job by relocating or selling your home that you just bought, following your job, or trying to get another job. And you've got 30 days to do this. Here's a time to remain calm and confident. Because if you're like most true believers, the house you're in or that you just purchased, it came about because of your trust in God. Yes, true, you made the down payment. You saved for the down payment. But who gave you the knowledge and strength and confidence and trust that you had? Did you ask God to help you to get the house? Did you thank God when you closed on the house? Are you asking God to cause you to retain the house? See, as a true believer, there can't be times when you seek God's blessings, when you seek God's support, God's help. And there are times that you feel, okay, God, I got this. I don't need this. You know, there are many moments in my ministry wherein working with churches throughout the past 40 years that, of course, we had to really make it from week to week, and from $50 to $50, from $20 to $20 to $10, and sometimes just enough to get gas to make it to the following Sunday to get paid, and Monday morning to go to the bank to cash a check to get gas in the car. I've had those moments, but those moments I did trust in the Lord and He came through. And now I'm able to help others and do for others as well as for myself, and still trust in the Lord, because I can't allow stress, anxiety, anxiousness, a worry to get in the way. When we allow those formidable enemies or opponents to get between us and God, it is a tough going. But if we will just learn to remain calm and confident, that is, that internal composure that we get from the peace of God, the joy received from God, if we rely on that confidence, knowing that in times past, when I came up against circumstances beyond my control, it was a confidence I had in God that navigated my path to get me through until the next time. And so that's why I insist that we stay calm and confident and give God time to work. Things will be just fine in your life. I've often shared with younger ministers who are stressed out in ministry and really in their mind had given up and thrown in the towel, had rang the bell, it was over. What do I do next? This ministry is not working for me. I encouraged them in many ways over many times that I felt the same way myself. But if ministry is what you really believe that you was called to do, then you got to trust that God will navigate your path to cause you to remain in the ministry. See, that's the key. We forget that we turned our life over to God. And when we turn our life over to God, we put it in His care, in His hand. And so when we do come up against these difficult moments, we got to say in our mind and confidence, God got my back. Because if I'm a true man of God, no matter what happens, if a church decide to dismiss me or if the brothers backstab me, I'm not going to act in an irrational or a ugly, madful, sinful manner. Because my confidence, if I'm truly God's man, then God's going to have my back. And that has proven the case in my circumstance throughout these many years of preaching the gospel of Christ. And so it's been my practice, not that I'm nonchalant, not that I don't have internal concerns, but I strive to remain calm and have confidence because I've been this way before. So I want to encourage you this morning, stay calm and stay confident, because God, as you being one of His children and you have confidence in Him, He has your back. And we must believe it with all our heart. Yes, you may be having to make a decision with your corporation, your job, your boss, your supervisor, this very morning, as you go into the office and companies. No matter what happens, God has your back. But we must give God time to come through. And God, in our mind, sometimes does appear to be not moving as fast as we like for him to be. But you can rest assured he's there on time. I've proved it over and over and over again. Now it's your turn to stay calm and confident and give God time to work. May God bless you. And may these words encourage you as you travel your journey into eternity. We want to pray for those who are on the call who are going through challenging moments in their life. We'll pray for many members of the Third Street Church of Christ in West Palm Beach. We'll pray for the Johnsons, the Densons, as well as the Armors and the Jacksons, two of their sons who grew up in the body of Christ. We've had diabetic episodes that are really pressing hard on their welfare. And we just pray that this family stay calm and remain confident and allow God the time to work. May God bless you and may he keep you in the public, in the hand of his hand and in his prayers and his mercy. This we ask in your son Christ's name. Amen. Have a great day now.